So Winston Churchill once said, the price of greatness is responsibility. So no one succeeds alone. And we're going to be talking about accountability partners. This is ArtBS, Business Solutions for Artists and Creatives. And I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Stephanie Weaver.
And Jules McCullough.
Accountability partners. Do we have one? Do you have one? And what do they do and how do they help you as an artist?
I have a lot of accountability partners. Yeah.
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 I do too.
So like Julie and I, we meet every Thursday. Mm-hmm. And then we also have like a mastermind group that we're how many of us are
five? Five of us. Yep.
We meet every week. And then I meet with another lady every week.
And I meet with another group of artists every week as well. I think there's five of us in that group too.
Yeah. So kind of like the whole purpose of it is to Julie and I, we meet together to talk about our art and the art side of it because we hold each other accountable. Like we'll talk about, here's what we're going to work on this week. Mm-hmm. And then when we meet together, here's what I actually finished this week.
Yeah.
and then we talk about like what worked, what didn't work type of things. Mm-hmm. And it leads to other conversations. And then like the lady that I meet with on Tuesdays, we talk about, we're accountability partners on the membership side of my business. Because, you know, I've got two kind of audiences that I'm targeting, so to speak. And, you know, you got your community and then my art. So I've got two different accountability partners for that.
Yeah. And I'm working on pattern design. So my other one that's five artists that we meet every week, that one's more about working through Illustrator and turning stuff into patterns and talking about the business and the art side, kind of a mixture of everything. And then our other one that we all are in that meets is more about the actual business
and
side
life.
And struggles in mm-hmm. life. And, you know, just really, we're all seasoned veterans of life and
which means we're old.
Nice way to put it.
I liked her way better.
I like her better.
And we've all changed careers.
Yeah.
We've mm-hmm. all, we're all career changers. We're on a new path. And so we focus a little more about the accountability of the business and making that change and the hurdles and the struggles of it and that sort of thing. I wouldn't be where I am today if we didn't have these accountability groups. And I think we started the one that we're all in, what, 18 months ago? 2 years ago now?
2 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, two years ago.
And then the other one I'm in is over a year old. And, you know, a lot of times traditionally with masterminds, they wear out and you have to start a new group and a new path. But these are working well. And we're now holding each other very accountable for stuff. And
yeah, I know, like in our group that we're all in together, we have weekly challenges and
yes, mm-hmm. to keep us fresh.
Right. And like we know right now, like one of the guys, his wife just has a knee replacement. So he's probably not going to be doing the challenge for this week.
Right.
And things like that. So but we hold each other up for wins and losses and
kind of
what we've done
and support each other. It's I could tell you like before we all started doing this, like 2 years ago, it was very lonely.
Oh, yeah. It's very isolated.
Yeah.
And I felt like I would never, like 2 years ago, I never thought I'd be where I am today.
Yeah.
Do you feel like because as an artist or someone who's creative, they don't feel like they have someone who can help them in that specific niche that they're in? Or do they, you know, like, I don't know anyone that does what I do, you know, or whatever.
I think it's more of a stigma thing that those that are not artists believe that it's not worthy. However, if you look at anything you are wearing right now, you're wearing a piece of art.
Mm-hmm. True.
There mm-hmm. is a pattern on it. There is a color on it. There is a design on it. There's something on what you have on.
Someone did the graphics, whatever.
Right.
I'm wearing trash pandas right now.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Yeah. We'll put a link to them.
But people don't realize that there is an artist somewhere that put that together.
Right.
And it is a worthy field because no matter which medium you're in or what path of artistry you're on, It requires, you know, it requires a skill. That's the word I'm thinking of. It requires a skill. Mm-hmm. And I think it's more of a stigma. That's why we get isolated, because people think it's more of a hobby. It's not supposed to be a business. You can't make money. I mean, I was told, well, I know you love to color and draw, but you can't do anything with that. Mm-hmm. And so I had to find something else and, you know, and went down that path. Now, that was back in the 80s, and things have changed a lot. And I think we appreciate design a little bit more. But
well, and design just in art in general, mm-hmm. I think people are finding that there's artwork in different ways and flavors right. and things like that. Yeah. So it doesn't.
So it gets lonely. If you want it to be a business, it gets very lonely very fast if you don't have an accountability group.
Yeah. And it's kind of, it was hard, I think, to find an accountability partner in the beginning. Yes.
To find the right one.
Yeah, definitely to find the right one.
Well, so what are some good steps? Like how would someone go about finding someone like that, or an accountability group, or like a mastermind group? Like,
I think ours evolved by, I think, you and I talking, Stephanie.
Yeah.
And yeah. wanting to hold each other accountable. And then we invited in, of course, Rachel. And then we invited in Jim. Mm-hmm.
And we had two other people. But they kind of liked.
They were on a different journey in their life yeah. at the point. Mm-hmm. So then we kind of stopped the mastermind. And then after a couple of weeks, we regrouped it and mm-hmm. brought it a couple, because we realized we were missing it.
Right.
And then we, mm-hmm. and that's, I think, the key thing too, is whoever your accountability partner is, you need to be somewhat aligned.
Yeah, I mean, and we all do different things. That's for sure. Like,
yeah,
you know, I'm a wall painter.
Yeah,
oil, photographers.
Your digital,
yeah, podcast.
I do podcasting and painting.
Yeah,
so we all learning. Yeah, we all have different, even purposes in our businesses.
Yes,
but the accountability is, you know, at the same level. We all want to be quote unquote successful artists, but mm-hmm. and whatever that means for us as individuals. That right. we support each other to help achieve that level.
Exactly. And I think too, like my other group is more focused. Somebody posted in a group for a class I took, anyone want to start an accountability group? I'm looking for somebody to,
yeah, is
to
that work easy? With.
And I said, me, message me. I want to, because they were going for pattern design stuff. And that's what they wanted to focus on. And that's how that accountability group is very niche. Focused mm-hmm. on what we're doing, even though we get into different topics like social media and goals and all this different stuff. But, you know, we still talk about that stuff, but we're more about learning the pattern and surface design world. Mm-hmm. So I think, I mean, it can be as simple as that. It could be picking up the phone and talking to an artist that you admire and seeing if, you know, if they're willing or they know somebody who's willing to do that.
I think that's a great, like, I think it's a good way to find an accountability partner or group is through like your Facebook groups.
Oh, yeah.
Things that
yeah.
you're
interested in. Yeah.
Right.
And that's how I found like the first one, John Middick. Mm-hmm. We were in the Teachable, like at the time I was using Teachable to teach mm-hmm. classes and stuff. And I posted something in one of the Facebook groups and he messaged me and it's like, hey, I'd love to talk with you about what you're doing. Da, 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 da. And we'll include a link to his podcast, the Sharpened Artist podcast. And so he and I started meeting probably like 9 months, like for 9 months, every week, every other week. Yeah, every other week. And now we just occasionally call each other and to run ideas by each other. Because
guys both teach classes.
Yeah, we teach classes. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he's further along in this membership and classing.
Classing. Oh, yeah, he has a very popular class on Teachable or no
Face Value, I think he's doing mm-hmm. right now.
Yeah.
So yeah,
he does a lot of good work.
Further along. So for him now, he's become like more of a mentor for me mm-hmm. than an accountability partner.
Right.
And so it everything kind of evolves, I think. But that's how he and I got in touch with each other. And then I got another lady contacted me through email. And so, I mean, most of the time, if you just reach out to somebody that you know, respect their work, whether it's in the same mm-hmm. field or not, mm-hmm. if you reach out to them and they're likely going to say yes, because they're probably alone, too.
Right. Exactly. You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's one thing too. That's a great point, because that's what I try to remind myself is, if I post something in a group that I'm in, there's somebody else out there that's thinking the same thing I am.
Yeah.
Or at least along those same lines. So if I'm looking for somebody to, for an accountability partner, somebody else is too. And it's like when we talked and evolved into an accountability partners for each other, it was just like, heck yeah. I need that right now. Cause I don't know what I'm doing. And you know,
well, even like Julie and I were taking this like social media class. I forget what it is, but I started off taking it by myself and I'm just like, oh my God, I don't want to do this. This is going to be so boring. I really would help to talk with somebody about this. Mm-hmm. And we got to talk and I was like, would you want to take this class with me? And she's like, heck yeah. And then it became way more fun to do this.
So much more fun. Now we've ended up, we're accountability partners for that.
Julie's ahead of me. I love it that we, and as accountability partners, even in our mastermind group, and like we've said, we have two photographers in there, mm-hmm. and we all do different mm-hmm. things, but we critique each other's.
That's a great point.
And mm-hmm. I think as accountability partners, we can do that. And we give good feedback, not just like,
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Right. Well, no, we give very constructive or
pinpointed feedback.
Because we all understand color design, color theory, composition design, right. all of that.
Yes.
And so we're able to help each other big time. It's amazing.
Well, and we even helped with Jim moving over to Art Storefront.
Right.
You know, because you were having your issues with your website, mm-hmm. I think. Wasn't that it? And you were moving over and you were creating your membership and it encouraged him to rethink what he was doing in his website.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
It's not just about encouraging each other with art, but encouraging each other in the business.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and Neville's, I guess, you know, Neville Simpson's in the group too, Jim Solomon and us. And, you know, Neville's really big about encouraging us, like, oh, he's out there kicking it and doing it. And mm-hmm. we're like, oh, yeah, we better get out there and do something for Father.
Right.
Do something for Christmas. Do something. You know, he's like constantly
with ahead the Facebook of the game.
And like, sometimes I feel like we're running and catching up with him.
I know. But that's also part of the encouragement.
It's right. Like, exactly. That's what keeps you motivated and going. Like I said in the beginning, I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for these groups, mm-hmm. because I wouldn't have, you know, the slap on the back, you know, you're doing a great job, or the challenges to create new stuff or do new stuff, or just the little sidebars that end up happening you know, like, I'm really excited because Stephanie mentioned the social media thing and I knew it was something that I needed to refine.
You had been talking about that.
Yeah. And so now I'm really excited. Like, I really feel like I'm pinpointed to my ideal client. And if Stephanie wasn't, you know, pushing me on that end, then that wouldn't have happened. And I'm sure the same things happen with something I've done or mm-hmm. there's other examples. It's just, that's just a fresh one this week. So
Neville, he even gave me the idea because I was like, okay, here's what I'm planning on doing with this Etsy. I was going to make it like just a normal class that you can just purchase. And he said, he gave me the idea. He's like, you know, I had just purchased this other class because it's like a live workshop. And he's like, I put greater value in that because I know I'm going to do it. And I'll actually show up. That's the accountability thing, having those weekly calls with that actual group. So him having that discussion with me totally switched that idea mm-hmm. to making it a 4-week program where it's actually live.
Right.
And I wouldn't have done that had it not been for him.
So do you think, we just talked a couple of ways of how accountability partners or groups help you to find success in what you do, but how do you think overall it helps you succeed? Like encouragement for sure.
Yeah. Encouragement.
And the critiquing, but,
and the critique, that's a great point. I always forget about that, but that is huge when mm-hmm. I'm stuck on something or even during our challenges, getting critique mm-hmm. on stuff. I think it's the idea.
I do too. I was going to say, I think it's because we all do something in a different way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All our businesses are set up differently. but the same. You know what I mean?
Right, and exactly.
So it's nice, like you were saying, to get different ideas to help you grow, mm-hmm. not only as a person, an artist, but also as a business, which yeah. overall, I think, lends to your success.
Yeah, right? I agree.
I mean, you think about the one challenge that one of the challenges that we did, where it was just water. Mm-hmm. Got to do something yes. with water.
Oh my gosh, five totally different things.
Yeah. And there was nothing alike. There was nobody copying each other, none of that. Mm-hmm. It was just, here's the subject, go. And then when we all came back together and saw the work.
Yeah, that was amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah, I got goosebumps again. Yes, it was phenomenal.
Well, and you two being oil painters. Mm-hmm. And coming up with totally different things. And then Neville yeah. and Jim both being photographers and coming up with totally different things. Yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really cool. I mean, and that's just two examples of the like mediums.
Oh, we're going to have to include, we need to include in this, like the show notes, all the images that we created from the water. So everybody
can see. A good idea.
We'll put a That'd link to neat. Your website. Yeah.
Okay.
Put a page on your, or we could put it on one of ours.
Or yeah. stick it on social media.
Huh? Yeah, we'll just stick it on our Facebook.
We'll put it
yeah.
on our Facebook. I forgot. We have a Facebook
page. You can see how different they and all turned out.
It was real interesting because we did a thing on Cityscape.
Oh, I love that one.
And that's funny because Neville, no offense, but he was like in New York City. So I think he kind of cheated on that. He is in the Big Apple. I mean, what's not to love about that?
Yes.
And you created this whole cityscape of just Huntsville, like the Huntsville highlight.
Iconic building. That was fun.
That was, I was just floored.
I used Photoshop for that.
The imagination. That was awesome. I loved it.
And I like it that, and it's not an accountability group, but just a shout out to your classes, Stephanie, but they're on the Positive Painters group. You know, we paint twice a week, mm-hmm. Wednesday night and Friday night, Friday afternoons. And just having those people there, knowing that we're going to be doing challenges or just even if we're working on our own stuff, just knowing that, you know, I have a time set aside for my painting or for my work or to learn this or do that.
Yeah.
And so it's the same thing. It's not necessarily accountability group, but even more so with accountability group, you know, you have that anxiety, mm-hmm. not anxiety, I guess that's a bad word, but you have that extra challenge of doing the challenge for the week.
Or you're like, committed. Oh, you have commitment.
Yes, yeah. commitment. That's it.
And I think you also hit on something that's really, really important when you have an accountability partner is to put it on the schedule. This yes. is a mm-hmm. day and a time that nothing else is going to take from you.
Right. You put it on your calendar.
Yeah. It's, and that's one of the things like the oil painting classes. I know there was a couple of you guys that sign up for it just to make sure that you put that time aside for yourselves. Mm-hmm. This is your me time.
Right.
And it really is. Yeah. It throws me off when I miss it. And I really try not to miss it. But yeah. And even Julie's like, you're so good about keeping that appointment. And the mastermind group, we do that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like it's always on the calendar, repeat until
right
forever.
Yep. I mean, this week was an odd week that we didn't do it, but it was just because everybody, it's summer and everyone was in different directions.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Soccer. And then
but like, we were even doing it during COVID. Like we were on Zoom.
We switched to Zoom from in person. We just 3 weeks ago went back to in person or 4 weeks ago.
Yeah. Right.
And it's been great.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was going strong even in COVID mm-hmm. because we're committed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. We're committed to each other.
And I think that it's almost like you're a coach for the other person.
Yes.
Yeah. You're on the sidelines cheering them on.
That's a great example.
You put in a call, but whether or not they can actually pull it off is up to them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And I like it. Like our mastermind group. I know I've called Jim randomly and going, hey, I wanted to get this idea, you know, run this by you. I do that to Julie all the time. Mm-hmm. Poor Julie.
No, for me. I love it because it's great conversation. And you know, when it spurs ideas for me and thoughts about my business.
Yeah.
Even though, I mean, we're totally like we're polar opposites on what we're trying to do, but we're both artists and creative. So the ideas can still flow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, this podcast was built out of the three of us and that mastermind group.
Right.
We came up with an idea about, you know, hey, I think other people would like to hear what struggles and what wins we have.
Right. Because we've talked about a lot of different subject.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. and we're going to continue. We'll be putting them out on the mm-hmm. podcast here. So,
yeah.
Well, we hope you guys are enjoying our podcast. And if you do, please leave us a good 5-star rating on whatever you're listening to. We would appreciate it. And also, do you have an accountability partner or an accountability group? Let us know how it works with you. Do you meet every week, every other week, monthly? What is working for you and your artwork and your business? And we will talk to you guys next time.